Good afternoon. Welcome to another episode of Logan's Devotions. Great to be together for another day and another week and to be able to turn to God's Word and see what He has to say. We're going to be turning through to 1 Corinthians today and finding our way through to chapter 3, the last section there. But before I read that, as always, let's pray. Father in heaven, we do pray that you would give us eyes to see wonderful things in your Word, O Lord, that we would be encouraged and built up, and that we would see clearly in order to follow you faithfully. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 18 through to the end of the chapter. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you thinks that he is wise in this age, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is folly with God. For it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. So let no one boast in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future. All are yours. And you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. Well, self-deception is a huge problem in our society. Everywhere you look, you feel like you're running into it. There are people that are deceived into thinking all sorts of different stuff. But they're not deceived by others, they're self-deceived. So, for example, I remember reading recently of a story of a girl in a school who believed she's a cat. She had deceived herself into thinking that she was a cat. Now, the sad part about that story is that the teachers embraced it. I know, insane. But she had self-deceived. She had deceived herself into believing something to be true that wasn't true. It's the picture of self-deception, isn't it? Well, Paul is dealing with a different type of self-deception, and yet one which is probably far more deadly. Far more deadly. And that is because it has to do with us and what we believe ourselves about ourselves as it relates to God and His church and the world. And that is what we boast in. And how we view the people who come to us with God's word. So what's Paul thinking about when he says, do not be deceived? Do not deceive yourself. It's not so much don't be deceived by outsiders, but don't deceive yourself. What's he thinking of? What's this deception? Well, the deception he's speaking of is being fooled into trusting in worldly wisdom rather than God wisdom. And what's the worldly wisdom he's thinking of? Have a look at the text with me. He says in verse 18, if anyone among you thinks he is wise in this age, or in this world, among this world, let him become a fool that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is folly with God. For it is written, this is from Job, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, from the Psalms, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. So let no one boast in men. So what is this folly that Paul is speaking of? Well, the folly is boasting in men. How does this play out? Well, for them, the Corinthians, they were boasting in particular preachers and teachers, Apollos, Cephas, Paul, the men that were before them. And they were putting their hope and their boast in those men. The reason Paul says, beware of the wisdom of the world, is because that's exactly the way the world thinks. The world boasts in men. And Paul says, don't boast in men. Don't put your trust in men. Why? Why shouldn't we put our trust and our boast in our pastor? If you're one of my church members, why shouldn't you put your boast in me? Why shouldn't you boast in Logan? Because at the end of the day, Logan's nothing. In the great scheme of things, I'm just a human being like you are. I don't have any particular wisdom or strength or knowledge. I don't have any ability to save you or to grow you into Christ. All I can do is point you towards the one who does everything. But the problem is, we're tempted to follow the wisdom of the world and put our trust in teachers, preachers, pastors, friends, ministers. We're tempted to put things upon men that the men cannot bear up under. And that's a death trap. It's a little bit like when a child expects their parent to fulfill their every need, which a parent can't. Or a wife who expects her husband to satisfy her in every way, which he can't. Or for a worker to think his boss needs to satisfy his every need. He can't. You see, there's only one who can meet the deepest needs that we have. And that's why we have teachers. You see, the problem is when we start to view teachers in this way, when we start to view our minister or our preacher in this way, we miss out on the whole purpose of having them. And that's what Paul points to. He says, let no one boast in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future. In other words, all of these men and everything else has been given to you by God for a specific purpose. Not so that you would focus upon them, but that you would be led to Christ, that you would be led to God, that you would grow up in spiritual maturity to understand and lay hold of the promises that God has given you. And he drives that home in that last little section there. All are yours, and you are Christ's. And Christ is God's. In other words, God has given Christ and has given all things to Christ, and Christ has given you everything so that you might know him. Now do you see the problem of the self-deception of boasting in men or putting our trust in men and their wisdom, in using worldly wisdom? The problem is we miss out on their purpose. My goal for you, my purpose for you is not to be your savior, is not to satisfy your every need. My goal, my purpose, my drive, the reason I exist as a pastor is to lead you to Christ. See, God has given me to you people and to those of you who watch, I'm here so that you might know him. It's pointless you just coming to me. I can't do anything for you. Neither can your pastor or your minister. All they can do is act like a signpost to point you to Jesus Christ. You see, there's only one name in which we can boast, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ himself. There is only one name under which salvation is found. And the job of the minister and life and death and everything else in this world is to point us to him. And so you, dear friend, dear believer, you have been given teachers, given Apollos's and Peter's and Paul's and everything else, so that you would know Christ. Don't boast in horses, don't boast in chariots, don't boast in armies, but boast in the Lord, the scripture says. For he alone can bring salvation. And it's to he alone that we look for our hope. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this glorious truth that there is one in whom we can place our hope. We do pray that you would help us not to deceive ourselves into looking at men, not to deceive ourselves into looking to things that do not last, but help us to put our trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thanks so much for joining me for another day. I'll see you back here tomorrow afternoon.